You got into politics back in the 50s and the early 60s, among other things, were known as the McCarthy era.
Yes, I hated what Senator Joseph McCarthy was doing. I mean, he was...
Tell us what he was doing.
Well, he was accusing everyone of being a communist. He was doing it for his own political gain. I thought that was terrible. I remember being in college one day, and I was reading a Time magazine. I had read that Senator Mike Minoni from Oklahoma, on the floor of the Senate, was denouncing Senator McCarthy for what he was doing. And I was thinking, good for Senator Minoni, what a great man he is. Then several years later, he was running for re-election, Senator Minoni was, and his campaign manager called me and asked if I would be a Seminole County campaign chairman. I was very honored to do that. Through those experiences, I met a lot of people who were political. And then over the years, I have been either county chair or state co-chair, probably for 7 or 8 or 10 different candidates who are running for U.S. Senator or governor or lieutenant governor or attorney general and other offices. I've always felt the need for good government. And then going back to the grand jury days, if good people don't get involved, well, they're not going to have good government. So I've continued to be involved one way or another ever since.
What kind of a guy was Senator Mike Minroney?
Well, I thought he was a fine senator. I like his principles. I like what he did. On any public official, you're not going to agree with any public official on every issue. And I can remember very well when Governor Nye was running for governor, during both of his campaigns, I was his county chairman. And the first time that I was his county chairman, he called all his county chairmen from around the state to Oklahoma City and spoke to us all together. He said, "You're not going to agree with everything that I do and everything that I say, but I'm hoping that you're going to agree with the overall body of my work. And I hope you will keep that in mind and you will still do this work for me and help me be elected governor." And I always remember that because he was so right. Because even today, on government officials that we really admire, there are issues that we're not going to agree on every time. And I think everybody needs to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mike Minroney ran for senator.
He ran for senator, yeah. I'm not sure how many terms he served, but it seems like maybe 3 terms, but I'm not sure exactly. His last time when I was his Seminole County campaign chair, I am pleased that he carried Seminole County, but he lost to Henry Bellman.
Also back then, you were impressed with a young state representative named David Boren.
David Boren was very young. He was in law school. He was running for state representative. It was a very close race. There were 3 in the race, and the top 2 were in the runoff. And David Boren was not the forerunner at the beginning, but he eked out the election. It was very, very close. I was a city councilman at the time. And when you have a small community, there is a tendency for elected officials to get to know each other and to work together for the betterment of that community. So I was in office as a councilman. I may have been vice mayor then. David became a state representative. So I got to know him in the political capacity, working together for our community. And then several years later, David and Molly Boren became personal friends of Jasmine and mine. When you're a personal friend of David Boren, things happen. I mean, things like we just mentioned, 3 invitations to the White House, things like being invited to speak at a banquet in Washington with 2,000 people present. I remember I was introduced by Senator Sam Nunn. I followed Senator Howard Baker. For me, it was like a Forrest Gump type of moment. During the times that David Boren was in Washington, Jasmine and I made a number of trips up there and had dinner with Molly and David, saw the sights. For me, it was kind of a heady time, and I was pleased that I had a small part in helping David be elected. David was such an outstanding person. I mean, he did not need me at all. But just to feel that I was a part of his political family, to me, was a very good feeling.
Mm-hmm.